Okay, as we continue this week in our second parsha of our double parsha in Tzom Ve'Elech, let's talk some stuff about Vayelech, as next week is Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, so the recording of Hazina won't be until the following week after that for Shabbos Shuva. So we get closer and closer to the Yom Ha'aron, as we get closer and closer to finishing another cycle of the Torah. So let's get started. Again, Vayelech is in addition to Nitzavim, is also a very, very short parsha, but has several sugyas that are pretty fundamental. And so let's speak about them. So the first thing I want to speak about today in Vayelech is about one of the mitzvahs that appear early on is the mitzvah of Hakel. Right, just some background on the din of the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel occurs once every 7 years on the first day of Chol Moed Sukkos. That's after the first day of Chol Moed Sukkos after the year of Shemitah. And the mitzvah is that all of Klal Yisrael is commanded to come together near the Beis HaMikdash to hear the king read from Sefer Devarim. Not the entire thing, but he reads different excerpts. He reads the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, Bivayaki V'Acha. But again, it's again the themes of that which he's reading has to really just the general sugya of our loyalty to God and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loyalty to us, and again the covenant, the bris between us, and again the schar nonish, depending on whether we're mekayim mitzvos or not. So anyways, though, the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yudbeis, describing about Hakel. The Pasuk says as follows. Hakel asa'am ha'anashim v'ha'anashim v'atav v'gercha asher b'sharech l'man yishmu l'man yilmidu v'yeru as Hashem elokicham v'shamru l'asos is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. So the commandment of Hakel is again, it says, gather all your people, men, women, small children, gerim in your cities. And why? So that they hear, and that they're going to learn, and the Shafir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, our God, and they'll be very, and we'll be very careful to perform all the mitzvos of the Torah Kedusha. The Evan Ezra notes that we included here v'gercha asher b'sharecha, referring to I guess to Ger Toshav, but he notes that a ger toshav isn't really chayev in this mitzvah of Hakel. However, though, it's a nice inyan for the ger toshav to show up. Why? Because after trying the pasuk, because maybe they'll listen, they'll start to ask, they'll be inspired, they'll be influenced to join the party, to join the path of Yadus. Nevertheless, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky notes that we need to clarify this. Even though it says v'gercha asher b'sharecha meforash in the Torah, we have to establish that there is no mitzvah for goyim in Hakel. Why? How do we know this? Because how many mitzvahs there for Bnei Noach? 7. There's not 8. And we know the 7. So, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that again, this is also, you know, expanding on the idea of gerus, right? Other religions they try to brainwash other people to convert. They sometimes force them with coercion and bribes and in really inappropriate ways. Yadis Judaism is actually very different. Even the most even the biggest fanatics in Yadis, the firmest people, we're not supposed to be forcing gayrus on other people, and you don't we're not even supposed to be encouraging it. It's not so simple to convert from a non-Jew to a Jew. As a matter of fact, the process of regarding gayrus, right? Some sugyas appear in Ksubas, Daf Yud Aleph, the famous sugyas of Ger Katan. But I think the Rambam speaks a lot about gerus, that again, we're not super encouraging it. Like, we keep on checking, you sure you want to do this? We even try to sort of dissuade him a little bit, but But still, nevertheless, they still have some type of shaychus to the mitzvah of hakel. But why? So explaining to Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's how the former Shiva Thurib Das, is that as follows. That this mitzvah, the mitzvah of hakel, is not necessarily trying to recruit in we're going into recruiting mode and full force to try to bring in as many foreigners. Rather, no. This mitzvah is just, we're here to advertise, we're here to promote Kvod Shamayim. And we're trying to give a good positive name to Am Yisrael, and again passively and try to inspire others to join. Again, the lav davka has to be going. It could even be Jews that aren't necessarily super firm and super connected to Yadis, but if they see such a great event that is promoting Kvod Shemayim and Kavanat Torah and is promoting Yadis in a very positive way, people will want to actively get involved. We've seen this a lot. I think in recent generations, when we have this a lot by Siyumim. I've been zoche to be at 3 Siyum Hashasas in my life, and each time is just more and more amazing. They keep on doing more and more things. And a lot of the people that go aren't even Messiah Shas. I was never Messiah Shas. But it's just such a chizik to see how Jews are trying to promote Kavanat Torah, Kavanat Shemayim by having mass gatherings and showing respect to Lomdei Torah, showing respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very, very inspiring. And again, in doing it in a very positive way, not necessarily in a forceful, active way. The activity needs to come for the people that are trying to be inspired. And I would just note also this is such an approach for chinuch and in Talmud Torah that again if you look at the all star mechanchim and the superstar teachers and the rebbeim, the ones that produced successful talmidim, they're not forcing it on students. They're not using coercion to bring them in. Rather, they're engaging them in a positive way by representing Kavanat Torah and Kvod Shamayim, not forcing, but rather trying to inspire. I think this is such a tremendous yisod. So I'd kind of idea number one. Idea number two, as we move further on, Pasuk says in Lamed Aleph Yates, Pasuk says, we speak about the Torah serving as some type of edus. So now we're supposed to write this song for yourselves and to teach it to Klal Yisrael, right? You should place it in their mouth. Meaning they should say it and they should learn it. So it'll serve as an edus for Klal Yisrael. So we know about this mitzvah of Kisvul Lachem Shir Azos. Some sheets, I think the Rambam holds, it has to do in terms of writing the Sefer Torah, according to some sheets, I think it's brought down on the Rush, that even buying Sfarim is a key of the Smiths of Yatakis with Lachamza Shira Zos, but nevertheless, let's further detox. In terms of Pshat, why don't we just say Torah? What's Pshat? What's the Pshat Shira? So says Rashi over here on the spot in Pasuk Yates. Sashira Zos Hazino Hashemayim Ad Avichiv Ad Moso Imo. So Rashi says that this line is referring to next the parsha that's going to be the upcoming parsha Sazinu, the first 43 psukim in Hazinu that it's referred to as a shira. Why is that? Because the Ramban writes that it's called shiras because again you're supposed to sing it, and it's also written in a poetic form. If you see it written in Chumash, even the Sefer Torah, in Sefer Torah, the lines aren't connected. It's sort of written in two columns. There are spaces in every pas, and the words. It's also written in poetic form. It's not just basic pshat. Right, it's a short parsha. Next week has only 57 psukim, but still. But still, the amount of Rashi's explaining Pshat and the beauty of all the metaphors and the poems is truly amazing. But still, that doesn't answer really a question in terms of why is it called a shir? Why is it called shira? Why is it called a song? So Rav Gedalia Shores, that's also a former Shiva of Torah Vedas, explains as follows. When you think of shir, a song, a shira, you know, you have to understand that many things come with it. And so when a group is singing a shir, there's usually harmony. There's usually something called harmony, just like, you know, like an orchestra or a choir. There's many different pieces. And in this orchestra, sometimes these big orchestra bands, if you've ever been to New York City by the Philharmonic, you know, you go to like one of these concerts, an opera show or this or that. It's like a 40-50 piece band, and everyone's doing their role. And if from an outsider's perspective, you know, it looks like just like a bunch of different things. But the professionals understand that each person has their specific role, and in order for this entire performance to be complete and to be shalim, each person needs to be exact and perfect and fulfilling their specific role. Otherwise, a professional that's really listening to the orchestra cannot, you know, he's able to distinct, and he's able to understand that there is some type of issue going on in the orchestra. So it says, for sure, this mashal so beautifully applies to Yadus and the fact that Yadus were considered a song. Why? He explains that we as Jews are one large orchestra. We're one large band with harmonies. Each person has their own. Again, us as Jews, we've spoken many times. We have a general tafkin in life that's Mekadishim Shemayim, but in particular, each yid has their own specific tafkid, and each one needs to perform, his role in the quote unquote orchestra. Again, whether it be the quote unquote the singers or the people in the harmony. Again, you can take that mashal however you want. But in order to fulfill Ratzon Hashem completely in this world, each person needs to be performing his own role, not trying to do too much, but trying to fulfill that which he feels he is required to do in this world, and which is why he was placed in this world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is super, super important. Again, you see this again in communities, in yeshivas, in the workforce, in shul, smedrash. This mashal applies everywhere. Everyone needs knowing your role, being makiras mumkomo, understanding your place. And that's the so I've kind of idea number two. Idea number three, and with this we'll finish, is towards the end of the parsha now, in Lamed Aleph Chaf Aleph. If it's Vayelech by itself, it would have been in Shishi, but this week is a double parsha show, so it's in Shvi. The pasuk says, "Vayaki Sinseno so Rav Shrabos Yitzaros Vanasa Hashira Hazos Lepanav Le'ed." Right? It shall be that, you know, when the many of these difficulties and evils and all the stress comes upon it, then this song, the Torah will be made, will give testimony that what? Kilosi shachach mi pizaro. That it should never be forgotten from your offspring. Ki adati yisitzra asher hu osa hayom b'terem avienu el haaretz asher nishbati. Because I know what it does today. Before, you know, because again, it's part of the agreement. I brought them, bring them to the land of Eretz Yisrael. We give special siyata hashmai. They're not going to forget the Torah. V'chule. Just I want to focus on that line of kilosi shachach mi pizaro, that again, from the mouths of the offsprings, your children will never be forgotten. These words are famously posted by the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's buried in Meiron, who's someone, again, who's all about learning Torah, only learning Torah, right? We know he hid in the Ma'ara for years. And it's actually a cute remez. If you look at Ki Losi Shachach Mi Pizaro, if you take the last letter of every single word in those five words, you actually in with the Rashi tables, it's actually Yochai, right? Reb Shimon bar Yochai, right? The Yud in Ki, the Vav in Zaro, Yud Vav, the Ches in Sishachach, that's Ches, Lo Aleph, and Yud from EP. So Yud Vav, Ches Aleph Yud Yochai. And that's exactly what Reb Shimon stood for, right? Kilosi shachach mi pizaro, right? Okay, and says Rashi. So what exactly is pshat in this? So Rashi brings down the Gemara, the famous Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Chesam Beis. For those of you that are in the Daf Yomi, you finished that a couple weeks ago, right? Rashi says as follows: Harizu avtach li Yisrael she'atorim mishtakechas mizarim legamri. That no matter what's going to happen, Bnei Yisrael will never be forgotten completely. There will always be some type of clinging to the Torah. And we've seen this over the generations that the Torah is still time. The Torah has never been forgotten. The Torah, not even for a single moment, has been abandoned. And the question is how? How is this possible? Right? Well, it's really amazing because we know different things. That if the Torah was forgotten, we would be finished. I think the Nefesh HaChaim writes that. I think that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a dateline with different time zones. Is that because you always want people to be learning? Right, it's impossible for there to be one moment of in which the whole world is sleeping and no one is learning, which is why again in America when they're learning they're sleeping in Australia and vice versa, and they're Australia, Europe, South America, all over the world. I think they used to say Valojin. Because it's Nefesh HaChaim, I think they even though they were all sharing the same time, so they had different shifts. That there was always someone in the Beis Medrash learning. There was always 24/7. There was always someone learning. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There was always someone learning. Because again, they're very concerned that again, of this idea that the Torah cannot be forgotten, the Torah cannot be abandoned. It always needs to be with us. But still, the question is, how is it that throughout all these years, so many trials and tribulations, so many different phenomena and so many different movements have come and go and come and go, but it's only the Torah Kedosha that's still here. How is that possible? So I would like to answer my own pshat and say as follows: that you have to understand the sugya of Limud Torah, the subject of Talmud Torah, is not your classics. Is not your classic a subject that they teach in schools and universities. True, again, it's taught and it's taught, but it doesn't have the same equivalence as, let's say, science and math. Those are much more normal and natural. Torah has something that has a special siyata d'shmaya. It's not your classic a school subject, and when you're talking about special siyata d'shmaya, sometimes crazy things happen, and sometimes abnormal things happen, and one of these things is that no matter what happens in the world, the Torah will never ever be forgotten, and it's also on us. Right? Again, this is on us to have chizik and amelis b'Torah, that we should be toiling more and putting more effort. Because if a person really, really toils and a person puts the effort in learning Torah, the siyata d'shmaya is limitless. Just like the Torah itself can do crazy and abnormal things, so too by us. We should also get involved and sometimes do crazy and abnormal things when it comes to the Limud Torah. Learning early in the morning, going deep into the night, trying to test ourselves and going beyond that which we think we're capable of. Because again, if we put the effort in, the siyata d'shmaya is limitless. So these were the three ideas that we're going to speak about. Again, to summarize, this is really yisod, as we get closer and closer to finishing the Torah. This is a time for people to get involved, joining the party, as we spoke about again in the mitzvah of Hakya. It's not just us; those who aren't even connected to Yad, see, even Gerim Toshavim, even though it's not a chiyuv, there's still an inyan of joining in. So to the shira, we spoke of the second idea regarding the shira, right? The song, it's something so beautiful to get involved in, but again each one has to know exactly though how to get involved. It's one big party with one big orchestra, we said, but there's a certain call for everyone to get involved. And the third idea, again, that goes through the Koach HaTorah, that right, again, Kilosi Shachar Mipizar, that we shouldn't forget, the Torah shouldn't be forgotten. It's on us. It's on us to get involved in Limud HaTorah. If we're ready, if we're not involved, now's the time to start to get involved. If we're ready involved, just at least try to see how exactly can we get involved more. And so these three ideas, if we really start to get involved more, we'll have this special siyata d'shmaya of again to promote kvod shamaya, to enjoy the beauty of Torah and to experience the siyata d'shmaya of success in our Torah. Yashar Koach, everyone, and have a wonderful day.